Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
There's this piece of sound out there that Guru is now over the last 2 days said, we got to play this sound. And there was no malice in why we haven't played it yet. We've just been talking about other things, but now I'm going to play it. And here's the reality. Guru and I have been going back and forth about a certain topic, you know, for the last couple months. And there's a piece of sound here that I know he thinks validates his point.
Oh my gosh.
And it's about the San Francisco Giants. And little does he know that I'm more than prepared to respond to what I think he's going to say because I know who he is. This is Logan Webb. He's a pitcher for the Giants, and this team didn't make the playoffs. And he's talking about it.
Every year is different. I think this year is probably the most frustrating I did. Definitely, no offense to the teams we've had before, but this is the most talented team I've been on. And yeah, I think there's a lot of expectations, and yeah, it sucks. You know, you trade for, looking back at that, was it May or June? We win that first game in LA to go up. And it's June, right? There's so much baseball. I mean, you see what happens happening all around baseball right now. It's a crazy sport, but you know, we trade for a guy like Devers, and we were excited. It's not that it's kind of hard to pinpoint. You know, when things go wrong, it's unfortunately just seems like we've let it stay wrong for a long time, and that's not a very good recipe for success. And unfortunately, it seems like this is 4 straight years where it's been the exact same thing. So yeah, it just sucks.
It has. It's been 4 years. That was Logan Webb.
Yeah, and he did like a parking ticket validate my point of,
which is what,
the talent is way there.
Okay,
so why are they 3 games under 500 and out of the race and went 2-9? Like, why did they fall off?
Because even though they've been the most talented Giants team in the last 4 years, they still ain't good enough to be a top 6 team in the National League. No, they are more talented, no doubt, than Giants teams past. But they still ain't a top 6 team, even with more talent. It tells you, wow, did we underestimate how far we were.
No, Scotty, no.
Sorry.
The Reds are not better than this year's Giants.
I think they have a better record.
They do. The Cardinals. Yeah. And get this, the A's are only 2.5 games behind the Giants.
Well, the A's play hard.
It constitutes change for me. When my stuff, now, let me ask you this. I'm being real, Stani. Giants wasting Logan Webb?
I don't even know what that means.
Are they wasting his prime?
I don't know. Is Pittsburgh wasting Skeens?
No, it's too early. He ain't old as Webb. Webb's been great for how long? But come on, man, that 107 outside.
Arizona wasting Zach Allen?
No, they just went to the World Series a couple years ago. Answer that. We're talking about Webb, Steiny.
What about him?
You can't keep expecting this dude to be your ace.
He's not an ace. He's a 2. That has to be a 1.
No, Steiny, he's pitched like an ace, man. He got to the All-Star game.
He didn't even have a great year.
Well, he got tired.
Oh, well.
My point is, he's your ace, and he's been your stud, and that's just another part of this lethargic run that they've been on, and he talked about the last 4 years, but you're telling me, Steiny, outside of 2016, all you got is a Gabe Kapler 107-year postseason appearance? Like, that stinks, But I'm just telling you, I'm looking at Logan Webb. He's not getting any younger. And I do think it's fair to ask, are the Giants wasting his prime? And I think that's an easy answer, yes. But now Buster went and did something to help, you know, dispel that. But this team just fell off it too many times. And to not be even in it or remotely in it this last week.
Oh, boy.
That stinks.
No.
We're you don't watching get to, the Reds you, and no. Pirates, and the Reds are living the Giants'
The Giants, I believe, what was it, a week ago? When did they take over the wild card for 7 minutes?
2 Saturdays ago!
Well, I thought you said that would add excitement. That extra wild card really added excitement.
Yeah.
Oh, Giants fans are excited right now? Giants fans never got excited even when they tied team.
They had the lead half game.
Right, but they
fell off after that. They lost that
enough.
Game
yeah,
and
they
lost
enough.
The next day. But why?
Because they don't have enough pitching. Their bullpen depleted. Their hitters.
The offense
mediocre.
Has been hibernating after that. Like, why wasn't and that happens. Ups and downs. It's a long season. But this team offensively has been sleeping too many times. They don't go the other way, Stonnie. They don't make adjustments. Just me talking. I'm no hitting coach. But there should be some nervous-ass managers or coaches with the Giants moving forward. And I can't wait to see what Buster does. They showed us what they can be.
What? When?
But why couldn't they keep the electricity on?
So funny how you and I look at things differently. The reason they couldn't keep the electricity on for 162 games is because the season's long and you have to put together more than a good month or two.
Yeah.
And their players overall, to a man, weren't consistent enough over 162 games to even win half their games.
Mm. And why Buster Posey chose to do what he did to the bullpen, because in real time I was like, nothing to see here. But now I think it's fair to just second guess that. Like, what if you would have kept that bullpen? Because Buster, obviously, making the moves that he did, Stonnie, he had to think they were done.
They were.
But then they got just super hot.
Let me tell you something.
Come on now.
They don't make any moves at the deadline. They ain't in the playoffs. I don't think.
With the bullpen intact?
No.
Oh, Stonnie. I mean, you lose Rodriguez
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, and this is where, you know, chirp. If you're really telling me that this should have been a playoff team, but for Posey's moves at the deadline, that guy's got to be killed for that. Then Buster Posey's got to be raked over the coals for that. For a team that's made the postseason one time in the last 9 years, if he gave up on a 25% chance, that's on him. He should be raked over the... If you really believe that if he would have sat tight at the deadline, they would have made the postseason, you got to rake him over the coals.
And who knows? That could come. I'm just saying, now that I look at how this season flamed out and what the bullpen became when you needed it most, I think it's fair to bring up, damn, did you have to gut it like you gutted it? But you did what you did. But, again, my question is, this is what I've seen, Stonnie. The offense got hot. I get that. It happens. But then for it to just go ice cold again, that's maddening to me. And then what happened two Saturdays ago, it might be three now, for Logan Webb to get that ball and the team down a run in the bottom of the first, score four, and Logan couldn't hold the Dodgers. That was like – and now the offense has been missing since.
You know why? If he's a one, where does he rank among the 32 teams when you compare Webb to every other team's number one?
I won't fight you on that. I get you. Okay. And I've said some things about Webb, but he's been your steward. He's been your ace, man. And he ended up
But see, this is exactly what I mean.
He got tired.
When you say, well, Webb's been good, he's your ace. That's right. He is the Giants' ace. But he's not as good as other teams' aces. Some other teams. So you're worse than those other teams' aces. And so if you go up and down your lineup and you realize our biggest home run hitter, Rafael Devers, how many hit? 30. Great. Cal Raleigh hit 60. Schwarber hit 58. So it's like your biggest home run hitter hit half as many as another team's biggest home run. Like, I'm not saying these guys are useless, but terrible. But if Devers is your best player and he's a 30 home run, 100 RBI, 250 guy, then there's going to be other teams' best players who are better than Devers.
And sometimes and then there's we go no to the shade second, in that.
Right. But then if you start going down the list and you realize, so Devers is the Giants' best offensive player, yeah. but he's not as good as most other teams' best offensive player. Okay, now we go to number two, Adamas. Well, I bet you a lot of other teams have better second best players than Adamas.
Yeah, but so I don't believe the Reds and Arizona do. Like, I'll take Adamas and Devers over anything. And then just about Webb, Steiny, who, come on, man, dude's a stud. We both love Hunter Green from the Reds. Andrew Abbott, Brady Singer. Like, Webb is better than all those dudes.
He's not better than Hunter Green. He's not better than Hunter Green. No chance.
I don't think he is. I mean... One's got a head start on the other, and one's older than the other, Steiny. But if your life depended on it right now.
Hunter Green.
I'm taking Logan Webb.
All right.
Where are you at on that, Ken? In regard to Hunter Green, who's got an upside, he's younger, I know that. But a game with your life on the line, Webb or Green, who are you giving the ball to?
Honestly, I would pick Webb right now just because he's more reliable. Yeah. I mean, Green has the more electric stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But Webb can get you, what does he go, like 7 innings every single game? Maybe more? Right. I mean, I think Webb kind of has the edge. Yeah. But Green is definitely more electric.
Now,
especially
if you
with
said for
stuff.
The future, I get you with Green.
If I had to win a game right now, I would definitely pitch Hunter Green.
Well, today, because my boy's tired. And Green got, Logan Webb's out of gas.
Well, okay, and I get it. Hunter Green missed some time. Yeah. But you're telling on yourself again because you just made it clear that your number one wears down. Number one shouldn't wear down.
Yeah, and that's how I see it right now with Logan Webb. But you look at his career and what he's done, Steiny. This dude should be
great number two.
In multiple postseasons.
Does he have a playoff win, Logan Webb?
No, he lost against the Dodgers.
Did he win one against the Dodgers?
No, he lost that one. But he pitched his ass off.
So really, if you're saying, who do you want to win a big game? You say, neither of them have pitched in a big game.
Not child support. Run support. That's Logan Webb's issue is run support. So
no, what I'm saying
when
is,
when he mowed the Dodgers down here a couple years ago, Steiny, pitched his ass off.
When did he mow him down?
When they lost in that game with the check swing.
So he doesn't have a postseason win.
But he pitched good enough to have won that game. That's all I'm saying.
I can't even remember that game.
Oh, dude, it was a great pitch game, and he got no run support. And your boy, Late Night Lamont, hit one foul. Remember that?
No, I don't.
But he
5 years ago.
Come on. Hunter Green for the future, I got you, Steiny, but Logan Webb. Yeah,
a lot of people are agreeing with me on that
one. On the green?
Yes.
Well, see, you're now Mr. Liberal. You're going today.
That's
Thursday,
right.
No.
I'm going today.
Before
now.
The season started, who would you take?
Hunter Green.
Okay, I just got a text from Pasta, a.k.a. Stephen Rizzotto. Okay.
Pasta?
Hang on,
Steiny, because you said today. So apparently, Logan Webb might lead in the NL in strikeouts and innings.
Talk to me.
And he might have a top three Cy Young finish.
Talk to me.
Webb does have a postseason win.
Okay. I'd take Hunter Green. I'm just, I'm looking at the Hunter Green.
No, he's great, Steiny.
Dominant.
But you're making him seem like Sandy Koufax compared to Webb.
He's better than
Webb. And you can make the playoffs in sports even if, your number one is not Michael Jordan, but let's just say he's Clyde Drexler. Like, it's about the depth. And I just think Logan Webb, he wasn't lying. This Giant team is talented because that's the core essence. That's the essence of this conversation. And when I hear the captain or one of the captains say that, I believe it. And if I'm the manager, I just feel like for whatever reason, we left some meat on the bone. Now, Steiny, you can ask me, Goo, you think of a guy that had better communication would have the Giants still in the playoffs? I do believe there's something to that. But we'll see what Buster does. And I get the people right now, Sam Lubman, Texas, I get the people right now saying that, the Reds, they're all coming they're saying Logan Webb, Steiny.
Yeah, that's great. And the last 2 years, Hunter Green is ERA.
Thanks, Lubman.
Hunter Green's ERA is 2.75, and Logan Webb's over the last 2 years, 3.4.
But Logan leads in innings and strikeouts.
Okay.
And every other metric over the last 5 years, he's damn near leading in every other metric.
I'm a big ERA guy, and he's almost a full point better.
But how reliable and healthy is he being? You know what I mean? Like Logan's a stud.
Yeah,
he's a
Hunter Green is a one. Logan Webb's a two. To me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to fight you, but But that goes to the upside in the arm being more electric. Hunter Green does have that, but he's not, to me right today, a better all-around pitcher than one Logan Webb. Okay. And that's why I just brought up the last 4 years, which Logan brought up. Stoney, I think it's very fair that the Giants are wasting Webb.
Posey broke off
that chicken for Adames and Devers.
What does that mean? They're wasting Logan Webb.
Is he so good that you're wasting him? No, he's been a great story.
Okay, but what does it mean? I don't get it.
We all get old, and we're getting to the point now where all these innings are going to catch up with them. And if you keep having seasons, at some point Logan Webb is going to take a step back or fall off a tad bit. You want to get your club into the postseason so he can pitch in his prime.
Right, but if it's three more
years from now before they get there, well, let me tell you, that ain't going to be the same Logan Webb as of today.
Okay, so the Giants haven't won a playoff series over 10 years.
Oh, that man.
Okay, should we run down the list of all the so-called players who they wasted over the last 10 years?
Well, that list wouldn't be that, but Logan Webb's
at the top. It'd be huge.
Like, give me a name.
Who was the catcher before Bailey?
Well, I'm not. But Joey Bart? I'm just saying. Come on, man. There's nobody with gravity in regard to name recognition like Logan Webb.
I got to tell you,
in regard to this Giants now getting to the postseason or not. Dude is a stud. He's a one, Steiny.
Okay.
And
he's been your one for 4 years.
And you've kind of wasted him.
Okay. I don't see it that way. I don't understand.
And what everyday player would be on the list? Like, I'm being for real you don't hear the last Ruff? Crawford at the end?
Ramos has had two really good years. Well, have they wasted his 2 years?
And I'm a fan, but I'm not saying really good. I'm not saying really good. So I'm saying there's been some promise. He made an all-star game.
How long's Robbie Ray been? He's been here 2-3 years.
This is his first season.
Yeah, and Stoney, there's no tragedy there with Robbie Ray. He's a hired gun. I get it, and he's pitched his ass off, but he also, too, is tired. You get my premises.
I
got to get this thing going sooner than later before Logan Webb turns into Santa Claus.
And I fought this with Steph Curry, so I'm certainly going to fight it with Logan Webb. Like, the idea of they're wasting Steph Curry makes it sound like, you know, nobody's trying to get any better, and...
No, come on now.
I'm just saying, Logan Webb he's good, but he's been on 500 teams for the last 4 years, and he's good.
He's done his job.
Yeah, but I don't look at that as wasting.
Hey, Stanley, let me ask you a question.
Is every guy that doesn't win a title waste, they wasted him?
Go ahead, Kim, but if you're not even getting to the postseason, that's what I call wasting.
Okay, so
get to the postseason, then I wouldn't use that.
Then I'd much rather talk about a guy like Mike Trout. That's where it's fair.
Yeah.
Logan Webb? I don't know.
I would say that almost be on the same level right now because the way Logan Webb pitches year in, year out. But I was going
to
ask you.
You think Logan Webb has had a comparable career to Mike Trout?
Not to that degree of him winning Cy Young every year, but I'm talking about his talent-wise?
Yes.
Absolutely. My question was going to be, though, how many people do you think throw 200 innings per year?
Not many.
There's two right now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know who they are?
Webb's one. He's pitched 200 innings in the last 3 years.
Garrett Crochet for the Red Sox right now. He's got 205. Logan Webb has 201.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he kind of stands alone with maybe just one other guy, but he does that year in and year out.
And that's why I was saying.
I'm taking Hunter Green. That's all. Yeah. It's fine. Like,
but forget that.
I like Webb.
Webb not in the postseason is what I'm saying.
Like that, I could care less.
That constitutes waste.
I don't feel sorry for a pro athlete who can't break through
and make the playoffs. You brought up Mike Trout.
Well, that's what I mean. Like that would to me would be if any team is wasting a guy, it would have been California or the Angels wasting Trout for what, 12 years?
And this
that's different.
And it's hard to do this, so we're not comparing Trout to Webb because obviously it's a pitcher and everyday player. But what Ken said to me, and he don't even know he said it, Logan Webb's perfected his craft. So has Mike Trout. And when you look at those Angel teams and they hadn't had success, you know for a fact, Stoney, it's not Mike Trout's fault. Just like this giant drought is not Logan Webb's.
No, I don't think
but
it is either. But
older,
I don't feel sorry for
you lose
for
some
him.
MPHs on that on yeah. your pitches and you regress. Father Time kicks in. But I'm like, man, I really thought this season was going to be one that had the Giants, at least this week, playing meaningful baseball if they did make it. But for Buster to kind of break up the bullpen when he did, he was probably like, this horse needs to be taken out to pasture. And then they get hot, and you're like, damn, he had that bullpen.
Every team gets hot.
And cold.
And again, for the 9 millionth time, if somebody can tell me why this Giants team – as opposed to the previous 4 years, is so much different, but yet they're a 500. Like,
they're better.
I don't believe. Like, just because
man
of the
for
names,
man, they're better.
What you mean? Then what?
Then what they've had previously?
Right, but there's right. So they've gotten better.
Right,
but they're not good enough. And you know what?
They got one of the most expensive payrolls.
They got marginally better, and it didn't show up in the standings.
Yeah, I would say they got marginally more expensive, and they did. And it did show up in the standings. That's the conversation to be had.
Well, then
on
the conversation.
Why?
The conversation's not why. The conversation is maybe Buster Posey is spending too much money on players who aren't bona fide superstars.
Oh,
Chapman, Devers, and Adamas are good players. They are good players. I think Devers is really good. But again, look at other teams' big boys, and they put those two guys to shame with the numbers. So the Giants may be the most talented version of themselves, but everybody else has gotten better too. And maybe they haven't made the incremental gains they hoped.
Besides you saying, goo, everybody gets hot, because you're right. When the Giants were tearing the cover off the ball just this last hot spell, Steiner, you got to be – that's what it was supposed to look like.
All year?
No, when – we were supposed to have more of that.
Okay, well, then Devers needs
less of.
Well, then Devers would have needed to hit 300. And Adamas – like, I don't – like, here's what baffles me when you're like, boy, why all these dry spells with the offense?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you looked at the batting averages of their starting lineup? They have so many guys –
swing
at 230,
you.
Like you, if like just figure it out. If you have so many players hitting 230, you're gonna have like you're not gonna be able to string
all
hits
right,
together.
Let me throw this at you.
And you don't have a ton of power. We can get on more on the other side. I see Pete, Philmo, Dave. I'll get to you all on the other
Philmo.
Side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, actually, I got a minute or two here. 12:42. You know what I can do.
Oh, I could.
You know what I'll do?
Yeah, all right.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointing to you is this Giants season? To me, it's an 8.5, 9 because of what they added. And
sure.
No, but honestly, because you say some things, I'm like, you know what, he is lightweight correct.
I'm disappointed. Okay. I'd be disappointed.
That is all I was looking for.
At the season. But I would be disappointed in the season.
And
but
your payroll, when you look at what you've paid, invested, and what you got, that ain't Jack in the Box 2 for $99. Like, I'm paying.
So blame Posey. Buster Posey for signing a 230 hitter who came up with 1.5.
Devers figured it out, and so did Adamas. All right,
they figured it out, then why aren't they even a 500 team?
If I had those answers, I wouldn't
be. I have the answers. They need to get better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.